Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies, and welcome to a brand new episode. This episode, I'm actually going to split into two because I started recording this and I was like, wow, I have a lot to talk about here. So what I want to share is some of my favorite wellness practices that help me keep my vibe high. Now, I know that what I normally talk about on this podcast is to do with mindset, so limiting beliefs, how we can manifest more by changing our thoughts and changing old wounds and changing our energy. And of course, these things are incredibly important. But I started to really realize that mindset work, it doesn't exist in a vacuum. So what I really mean by that is that we can't just expect to do a little bit of mindset work each day and radically transform our whole life, because we have other things that filter into our life that are going to affect it. So I kind of liken this to, let's say you are wanting to get a healthier body and you go to the gym and you do a class every day at the gym, but then outside of that class, you are eating terribly, you're smoking, you're drinking, you know, more than you should be, and your lifestyle isn't necessarily conducive to the healthy life and the healthy body that you want to create. So I'm all for trying to incorporate as much as I can into my daily life and how I show up in all areas of my life that will help me to raise my vibration. And I realize that I have a lot of these wellness practices that, although aren't strictly mindset, have a radical change on my thoughts, on my energy, on how I feel about myself. And so I wanted to share some of these things because they're not really things that I've opened up much about before, but I do think these things really make a difference. And I am a bit of a wellness junkie. I obviously love listening to podcasts and consuming content related to mindset, law of attraction, healing, you know, feminine energy. I love all of that, but I also am very much a wellness junkie, and I love exploring things such as things that we can put into our body, things that we can put into our skin, you know, tools and products that we can incorporate into our life to make us feel better. So let me share what some of my favorites are. And as I said, this will go across two episodes because there is a lot that I could talk about. So my first thing I want to share, and I have actually spoken about this on the podcast before, is cold plunge. Now, this is something recently my husband had been talking about, whether we actually get one installed at our house, because at the moment we don't. So there's a few options here, and you've probably heard the benefits of cold plunging. I mean, it's all across social media. It's become a bit of a trend recently. Something that I've actually been incorporating for a long while. And as I said, I don't have a cold plunge. So my alternative is, first of all, just a cold shower. Or the other thing could actually just be filling up your bath with cold water. You could also add in some ice there if you're kind of, you know, really wanting to get into it. But to be honest, actually, if you just put your cold tap on in your bath, that in itself is actually going to be pretty cold. And I feel like it does the job. But if you really want to go for it, you can now actually buy these cold plunge baths. And my husband and I, we've got this incredible terrace that comes off our bedroom and bathroom. So it's like this double terrace. And at the moment, it is an empty space. So we're like, what do we do with this space? Aside from putting, you know, some sofas there. And we thought maybe this would be a good little spot for a cold plunge bath. But there are alternatives if, you know, you don't want to kind of commit to that investment. Something that we also do as well, we have a beautiful hotel, like 5 minutes from the corner around the corner from where we live. It's called the Anantara Villa Padiena, Anantara Hotel. And they have the most wonderful spa there, which is like a Roman bath, has all of these different steam rooms and saunas, and it has a cold plunge. So we try and go there as frequently as we can as part of our self-care and just kind of having that time really for ourselves where we've not got our phones with us and we can just really relax. So we love going in the cold plunge there, and my husband especially has got really into it. So let me just talk a bit about sort of cold plunge. For me, what it is really doing, something ideally if you're doing it first thing in the morning, is you are putting yourself in, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, a very uncomfortable situation. It's painful, especially if you are doing, you know, the bath with ice in it. It is painful. It is not a pleasant experience. So for me, what it's really doing, it's giving me an opportunity every morning to be outside of my comfort zone. And as we all know, outside of our comfort zone is where the magic happens. And I really believe our ability to operate and tolerate our zone of discomfort is like a muscle. We can strengthen it over time. So it's almost like having this cold shower, you're outside of your comfort zone. And so anything else that happens over the course of that day, it's like, well, I've kind of already done the worst of it. I've already put myself in this really uncomfortable position. I can now tolerate anything. So it's almost expanding our window of tolerance for stress, for being outside of our comfort zone, for experiencing something that's quite challenging that we don't want to be in. There's also a huge amount of scientific research which talks about the benefits on our mental health from being in cold water, you know, from cold swimming, from ice baths. So for me, I feel like it's a really good way to start your day or incorporate at some point during your day to, as I said, kind of put yourself in that uncomfortable situation. For me, it's also a really powerful way to disconnect from the mind. It's almost like when you are in, especially when it's a very, very cold ice plunge, it's like you just don't have the capacity to think. The only thing, from my experience, that you can focus on is your breath. Okay, so it's really being able to focus on your breath. So it almost becomes this meditative experience. I find that meditation, where we are truly disconnected from our thoughts for extended periods of time, is very, very challenging. I've been practicing meditation for a long time now, and it will still often be, I'll be meditating and little thoughts will crop up. So it's very rare I will get an entire meditation session where I'm truly disconnected from my thoughts. But cold plunging, I've realized actually in that window of time that I am in the cold water, I just don't have the capacity to think at all. And it's when we are disconnected from our thoughts that we are then connected to our higher self. So I often find that the process of being in cold water after it, there's obviously that relief of, okay, finally, I'm out of it. And that in itself raises your vibration. But I often find I will have this surge of creativity. I will feel a stronger connection to my intuition, because in that moment, I have not been connected to the logical mind. I'm just connecting to my heart, my inner self, and really just disconnected from that thought process. So that is my wellness hack number one, the cold plunge, or, you know, the ice cold shower. My second favorite wellness hack, and again, this is also something I've spoken about on the podcast, is breath work. So breath work, I guess, not strictly a mindset practice, but it's something that I think really heightens any mindset work that you are doing. Now, breath work, it actually features quite heavily in the work that I do within the feminine leadership coaching space. And here is why. As a feminine leader, often what we're trying to do is we're trying to step out of our masculine and step into our feminine more, okay? And when we are in our masculine, what we are often doing is we're operating from that place of stress, panic, we're caught up in our logical mind, and our logical mind is often linked to fear. So when we're in our masculine, it can often feel like we're operating from that fear mode, from that place of not enoughness. So we, you know, we work at pace, we work at speed, we often put a lot of pressure on ourselves. Perfectionist tendencies rather tend to creep in. We maybe feel like we're having to compete with each other. We can actually feel that in our whole body. Even as I'm just kind of explaining it now, I can actually feel my body constrict and get tightened. And this is what's happening when we're too much in our masculine. So one of the ways to actually shift into the feminine is obviously through our beliefs about, you know, our worthiness, and our beliefs that being in our feminine and slowing down can actually help us to create more. Our belief work is important, but what I also recognized was super important is the energy in which we show up for our work. So stepping away from that feeling of panic and creating action from that place of peace and calm as our base operating system. So it's going from this very, very fast hustle mode mentality to shifting in a softer, slower way of life. And for me, breath work has really helped me to be able to do this. So breath work, it's almost like an opportunity for you to reset your nervous system and create a baseline operating system, which is one of peace and calm and ease and joy. Okay, so if we are doing breath work daily, we are teaching our nervous system that this is safe. Okay, it feels safe to slow down, it feels safe to connect with your body. Anything that we do frequently, habitually, what we're doing is we're telling our subconscious mind, like, this is my new normal. And the subconscious mind will always want to gravitate back to what it's most familiar with. So if our normal is operating at 1,000,000 miles per hour, operating from stress, panic, fear, all of the time, even though that doesn't serve us because that's what feels the most safe because it's the most familiar to us, we will just keep repeating that. So breath work is a chance to just slow everything down. And again, it can help with things like anxiety, with stress, with, you know, when you are in that place of fear, a simple breath work practice can really help with that. But starting that, especially if you're doing that, you know, as a regular practice throughout your day, you are just reminding your body, it's safe for me to slow down. It's safe for me to relax. Okay, it's safe for me to really just connect with my body and just be, rather than feeling like I constantly need to be doing. So for me, a very simple box breath can work wonders. Now, there's lots of different breathing techniques that I use, but that box breath can be very powerful. So just breathing in for 4 counts, holding it for 4 counts, and then out for 4 counts. And again, this could be something that's in as part of your morning ritual, but these are very simple things like breath work that can be weaved in throughout your day. So whenever you feel yourself slipping into that fear, panic mode, hustle mentality, feeling like I've got to go, 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 it's catching yourself in the moment and using these wellness practices. Okay, so cold plunge, breath work. I want to actually now talk about something completely different, which I've never spoken about, I don't think, on the podcast before. And that is skincare. Skincare, and actually just in general, how I look after my body. So I went through a period, my sort of initial phase of my entrepreneurial journey, where I was very much in my masculine. Now, I've always been somebody who I like to look after myself. I like to try and eat as well as I can and do exercise. And, you know, I'm into makeup, I'm into clothes. I like to look after myself. But there was definitely a phase, especially at the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey, where I was very much in my masculine to get things off the ground. And I really kind of not let myself go completely, but I really did not perhaps prioritize self-care in the way that I should be doing. So I was, you know, going to bed with makeup on. I was, you know, not necessarily always eating the best. I would do exercise, but it would then be perhaps counterintuitive because I would exercise and then I would perhaps forget to eat, or I would, you know, get so hungry, I would then order a takeaway and it wouldn't be the most healthiest thing. So I wasn't necessarily looking after myself. And this is something that has definitely changed as I have stepped into what I call my feminine leadership era of being in business, where I really make sure that self-care is a priority. And more recently, I have been getting increasingly interested in skincare, not just because it's a self-care practice, but because what I've realized is that attention that I'm giving to myself and my skin actually makes me feel better, for one. Like, you know, if we are looking our best, we are naturally going to feel our best, and that then raises our vibration. But I've also realized that skincare is, it goes much deeper than that for me, because for me, it's really been a process of healing old wounds from my younger years. And these old wounds still felt like they kept rearing their head, contributing to a lack of worth, a lack of confidence, a struggle to really show up authentically as who I am and allow myself to be fully seen. Now, when it comes to my sense of worth, I have obviously done a lot of inner work and mindset work, but I actually found that my skincare has really contributed to this process, because for me, having bad skin was something that I really battled with as a teenager. I remember so clearly, I was 14 years old and I was on the way to a christening, and it was the first time I basically woke up one morning, and it was like overnight I had developed severe acne. And from then onwards, it was something that I struggled with all through my teen years and even going into through to my 20s. I still now, you know, have sort of spots and things that will come up, but it was really quite bad as a teenager. And obviously, as teenagers, we're very, very self-conscious. We're very influenced by what we're seeing. Thank goodness I was a teenager before sort of the time of social media and all of these perfectly filtered images of, you know, glossy, glowing skin, because I certainly didn't have that. And I think it was bad enough, you know, being a teenager with acne without having to deal with sort of these perfectly curated images on social media. So I battled with that, and I think that really affected my confidence and my sense of worth as I was growing up. And I think that sense of, or lack of worthiness, it still very much stuck with me. So even though I'd done a lot of work on this, for me, it was when I started really getting serious about my skincare routine, I started to really start to reconnect with my confidence again and just feel a little bit more confident in the way that I show up within my business and within my work. So again, this might not be relevant for everybody, because some of you may have never had kind of this experience of struggling with your skin. But for me, some of the things that I absolutely love are my LED lights. So you've probably seen these again on Instagram, these LED masks that you wear. I'm all for trying all of these gadgets and gizmos, and some of these things are great and some of these things, you know, are not so great. But the LED light, it is something, I've actually just ordered a new one because I lost my plug for my mask. I have no idea where it went, but it disappeared. So I've just ordered a new mask. So I'm waiting for that to arrive. And it's something that I will do. I will ideally try and do it every day. And normally what I will do, because you're not supposed to sort of have your eyes open whilst you're under this mask, so I will use it as my self-care time. It'll be my time when I meditate, or I will listen to a podcast or listen to an audiobook. So it's just that time for me. And the lamp that I use, the LED light that I use, I will alternate between the red light, which really helps with collagen and like fine lines and wrinkles, and then the blue lamp, which is more to do with killing bacteria. So that's going to be the thing that helps with spots. So that is something that I have really, really noticed a big difference in my skin. Other kind of skin things that I absolutely love, retinol, I mean, doing that, I'm not going to talk too much about this because I am no retinol expert, but I just know that the kind of the key things, like a key go-to sort of skincare practice, includes vitamin C and retinol. So I will tend to use vitamin C in the morning and retinol every other night, and use a very heavy duty moisturizer or face cream to make sure I'm giving my face that moisture it needs from the retinol. But in terms of other kind of products that I've used and tools, collagen powder is another one which I will use now every day because I feel like it really sort of plumps up my skin and makes my skin feel great and my hair feel better and strengthens my nails. So collagen powder I love. Something that I've also started trying recently, I am not opposed to tweakments or getting, you know, little treatments here and there. I'm all for, you know, each to their own and whatever is going to make you happy. I'm certainly not against that. But something that I really want to be mindful of is the amount of toxins I am introducing into my life. I certainly do not live an entirely clean home. We definitely do have toxins present within our home, some of the cleaning products we use. I also just really love Chanel perfume. And so there's certain things that I know that aren't the most clean products, but as much as possible, we have tried to kind of use as few toxins as possible, because I really believe it has a huge impact on our overall health, well-being, and ultimately our vibration. I think the energy of your home has a very strong impact on your own energetic frequency, especially if you spend a lot of time in your home and you're working from home. Anyway, I'm waffling on a little bit. My point is, I try to eliminate toxins as much as possible. And again, when it comes to my skincare, there are certain things that, you know, retinol, it's a chemical. Let's not beat around the bush. So there's certain things that are very effective, which I will still use. But if I can try find an alternative, something that's going to be really powerful, I am up for trying it. So the product I want to talk about is a microcurrent device. So I have been using the Foreo Bare microcurrent device. It's kind of like, it kind of feels like it's giving you little electric shocks. But the reason I'm trying this is that I'm hoping that it will kind of help sort of lift things and get rid of fine lines and just make my skin more plump without having to revert to things like Botox and fillers. And again, I am not against these things. Like, if this microcurrent device doesn't work, then I'm all for trying whatever. But I want to, as much as possible, see if I can find non-toxic alternatives when I can. So that is kind of my sort of motto in life. You know, if I can find a non-toxic thing, product, device, something that works really, really well, like, that will be my go-to. If not, you know, I am willing to try other alternatives. So yes, my microcurrent device, my LED mask and collagen, those are the things that right now I am really loving in terms of skincare. And I find, as I said, just kind of weaving these things and being really consistent with them. It's almost like I'm just reminding myself every day that I matter. I am a priority. I am looking after myself first. I am not pouring from an empty cup. I know that when we live very busy lives, when we're running businesses, when we have children, when we have other projects, you know, we're trying to maintain a social life, sometimes really easy to let these little things slip. But I think just being consistent with these things and making these things a priority, it's just that sign to the universe that I am the leading lady in my own life and I matter and I get to have this time and this attention for me. Now, the final thing I will talk about on this episode before I close this episode off, and I will share my other things in the next episode, because the reason why I'll talk about it now is because I am actually just about to go to a class. It is Reformer Pilates. For me, I love all kinds of sort of physical exercise. I love yoga. Like, that's something that I've practiced for years. Absolutely love yoga. My new favorite sport is paddle. It's really huge here in Spain where I live. We are very fortunate because we have the weather for it. It barely ever rains. So paddle has become sort of my new obsession, and something that I've really been enjoying doing. But I absolutely love Reformer Pilates. So Reformer Pilates, for me, I think obviously we want to do exercise because, you know, we look better, okay? It tones up our body and it makes our bodies kind of look better. But for me, it was kind of that feeling of inner strength, sort of physical strength, which I feel like also made me feel mentally stronger as well. It's really hard to explain, but Reformer Pilates, it's not sort of like really heavy lifts, you know, really heavy weights, whatever. It's you're on a sort of machine and you're kind of doing this resistance. And for me, it's almost most of the sessions that I do, they're all kind of quite similar. So we're kind of doing the same exercises over and over again. And that in itself becomes quite a meditative practice. But I've just found that the strength that I've been gaining in my body has had a direct effect on my inner strength as well. And just, I don't know, just my ability to withstand challenges and to kind of keep calm in, you know, moments where life can get quite stressful. I find yoga also really helps with this as well. It's kind of that, you know, it's not just an exercise, it's a meditative practice as well. And I think going back to what I was saying, it's the consistency with this. So I am somebody that I don't necessarily just go and do exercise off my own back. So I really need to be booking into a class to make something work for me. So that's sort of my hack to kind of keep myself consistent with things like exercise. And I think it's important for you to ask yourself the question as well, when it comes to incorporating self-care practices, wellness rituals, and actually being consistent with it, what is it going to take for you to make that a consistent habit? So maybe it's a degree of accountability, maybe it's having to book yourself in a class, maybe it's making sure you do things at exactly the same time each day. It's just finding out whatever works for you to help maintain that consistency, because that is the thing, okay? It's great to do, you know, try things every now and again, but for me, like, really keeping my vibration high consistently means having these rituals in my life consistently. And again, it's that kind of signal to the universe, like, I am prioritizing myself. Yes, I have a very, you know, full schedule. I have lots of work projects going on. I have children. I have, you know, I want to have a social life as well. But before all of this, I am making sure that I always keep these certain practices and rituals in place to just show that I matter, you know, my self-care matters. So yes, I'm looking forward to sharing more with you on the next episode, because I've got lots of other interesting things that I do, which I think really, really help with keeping my vibration high. But I am all for hearing your wellness hacks as well. So what is it that you enjoy doing? What kind of things do you incorporate into your daily life, which are, again, just those things that make you feel really, really good? Let me know. Come and say hello on Instagram. It's Danny_Watson_coaching. And yes, I'm looking forward to sharing more on the next episode. Have a great week, ladies, and I will catch you again very soon. If you are wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.